Welcome to Living Fullness, a podcast where you're invited to walk with two unusual friends through the ups and downs of the art of friendship. My name is Stina Constantine.
My name is Father Sean Burns, and together we explore what it takes to grow real, satisfying friendships, the joys and challenges we face along the way, and of course, becoming a good friend ourselves.
We hope by sharing our learning and experiences, this podcast will serve you in living your life to the full. Welcome back to Living Fullness. We are excited to be here today to go a little bit further into the natural progression of a relationship and the five key elements that are required for any form of relationship. So before we jump into that, tell me about your week, Padre. How have you been?
Good. The seminarians are all preparing for their exams, so if you can spare a prayer for them, that's good. This last week's been a non-teaching week for them, so they've kind of been locked up in their rooms doing study that they may not have done throughout the semester, and they're going all right though. They're doing well. I gave a couple of exams last week to some of my students, and they all did exceptionally well. So it's been a good week. Yeah,
that's the way. Yeah. What have I been up to? Gosh, as always, work. Work is good fun. We're getting a new software putting in at work at the moment, which has been both a headache and a joy at the same time.
Sounds about right. So
that's been very interesting. Yep. But also, my social calendar is starting to fill up, which is really exciting. With restrictions coming down left, right and centre across the country at the moment, which is really nice. I've just been able to catch up with a few different people, and including being able to catch up with a friend who lives out in Corowa, which was super nice to spend the afternoon with her. Yeah. Really, really lovely. So, yeah, winning kind of week.
Cool. a winning kind of week. Yeah. That's the kind we like. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
Nice.
So this week, Padre, our topic is around honesty. Mm. Honesty being the second key element that, again, Sarah Swafford in the States talks about as five of the elements that's required in any form of healthy relationship to be able to grow and move forward. So today's conversation will be around honesty and the necessity for honesty within any relationship. And so I guess to start with, you know, what do we have when, what kind of relationship do we have if we don't have honesty in there? Mm.
A joyless one.
Yeah.
A joyless one, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If there's no honesty, there's no God.
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
And if there's no God, then there's no room for any supernatural joy.
Yeah, absolutely. That's kind of deep there. Let's just go deep right off, hey?
I'm a priest. this happens occasionally.
This happens. No,
yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and I think too, we have, if we don't have honesty in a relationship, in the way that we interact with someone, there might be some issues going on in the relationship, or there might be some issues going on within ourselves if we're struggling to be honest with someone. But also, like you said, you know, if we're not being real in a relationship, the chances of that growing into something deep and into something meaningful where joy can be found, it becomes very slim and very difficult.
Yeah.
Very difficult to do.
Definitely.
And these forms of relationships where there is no honesty present, I have to question whether it is actually a healthy one.
Yeah, for sure. Mm. For sure. I think that's absolutely, it's well questioned. in the sense that if honesty isn't there, not only are you putting up a facade, so, you know, if I'm not being honest in a relationship, I'm not being myself, that person isn't growing in friendship with me. They're in a relationship with someone who doesn't really exist.
Yeah.
And that's just not a good relationship.
No.
That's
it makes it really confusing on both parts. I mean, if you're the person who's in this relationship and you're not able to be honest with who you are, about who you are, and honest with the other person about this relationship, not only does that make it confusing for the other person who's in this relationship with you
yeah.
in terms of who you actually are, but it actually makes it really difficult for you yourself to have to keep up with the facade
if you
it starts off with the simplest of things, doesn't it? You know, do you like this or do you like that? Just be honest about that. There's no reason for
that's right yeah,
for making something up yeah. and then having to play that out as if I don't, you know, whatever the reasons might be for withholding what you truly, honestly prefer.
Yeah.
But yeah. it's a simple thing, but it's where those things then grow and develop into something else.
Definitely. Definitely. So I guess that kind of leads us into the question of, do we know ourselves?
Mm.
You know, do we know our strengths, weaknesses, opportunities and threats, like a SWOT analysis? So I'm an old business student. Brian, my business lecturer, happens to be listening, you did teach me something.
Let's see if he gets it right, Brian. So here's your exam, Padre.
I make no promises. So strengths, weaknesses, opportunities and threats. You know, if a business is going to take a new venture, you know, take a new risk, then it has to look at itself and see, okay, what are the strengths in the business and what are the strengths in the opportunity that's ahead? What are the weaknesses in the business? You know, what are the weaknesses about the perceived direction? What are the opportunities at play and what are the threats, both internal and external? And so that kind of gives us, if we take the same thing and apply it to the spiritual life, we can say, well, what are the strengths of that I have? What are the virtues that I've got? What strengths do I already have and that I need to work on to fortify and make stronger? And where are my weaknesses? You know, where am I falling down? What are my vices? What are some of my personality traits that need a bit of, you know, a bit of ironing out? You know, that's the sort of thing that weaknesses would look at. Opportunity, and that brings opportunity for growth. You know, when we look at our strengths and our weaknesses, it naturally takes us towards opportunities for growth and change for the better. And identifying threats, obviously, the biggest threat to the spiritual life is Satan and sin. Mm-hmm. So we recognize it in that sense, but we can also recognize certain perhaps toxic behaviors or relationships that might be threats, or we can recognize perhaps patterns of behavior in our own lives in the way that we act that are threats to our spiritual life as well and to our genuine growth as a human person. So that's this SWOT analysis, you know, do I know myself in my strengths and weaknesses, in what opportunities lie before me and what threats I have to be aware of?
Definitely. And these things that we know of ourselves, we then bring into any form of relationship that we have too.
Yeah, exactly.
So I guess even just thinking about, you know, different strengths and weaknesses that can play out in our lives, you know, even take our friendship, you know, I know that there are certain strengths that I bring to our friendship, and one might be, you know, there is a level of courage that I naturally have that I bring to our friendship, but there's also a level of fear around certain things that is also natural, or can appear very natural
sure.
for myself as well. So when those situations or circumstances might flare up, you know, one of the strengths that you have is to stay very grounded when you see that in me, when you see there's a sway happening for me, you can be very protective. We've talked about that before, but you can also be very grounded in encouraging me not to sway too far in either way, and to remind myself of some truths.
Sure.
Help to anchor me. So, you know, though that's a strength that you bring to our friendship that helps me to grow, but also helps our friendship to then grow as well.
Yeah. Similarly, I mean, you know, that courage that you speak of, that courage is definitely one of the things that you bring to the table. And you also bring a genuine, this is probably something that ties into a very feminine, the feminine genius that you've got as a woman, the care that you have for anybody that you're friends with. So last year, at the end of last year, I hurt my back, and it was the kind of hurt which was, you know, I was literally shuffling along with tiny little steps, and I looked like the oldest person in the seminary, and I'm not, but I looked like an old man, you know, and
awful.
when I was a boy.
You know, that's not even a joke. It really was.
It really did look like that. So Stina actually got me a cane.
A walking stick. Let's call it what it is.
A walking stick to make fun of my old age. But she also, in the way that a woman can to see someone in pain and wanting to encounter that and to bring healing to it, without even being asked, you know, she popped around to the seminary and was like, hey, here's some magnesium and here's some other stuff. Here's some Nurofen. Here's some stuff to you know, just go and take these. And I can't remember what I took, but it felt much better afterwards. So, you know, it's you have this way of showing genuine care to someone, not just in need, but you know, in joy, in need, in sorrow, you invest and you're there, dependable. Yeah.
I guess these are gifts that we've been given.
Mm.
And with any gift, we're not meant to hold it for ourselves.
Yeah, that's right.
They're meant to be shared. So it's...
Yeah, yep, spot on.
It's a great thing that we can share those.
Yeah, exactly. Mm.
You mentioned something before as well, Padre. You were talking about, you know, when we don't know these things about ourselves and when we're unable to identify them for what they are and unable to bring them into a relationship, we really have to question, especially around honesty, we really have to question whether we know ourselves, and if we don't, who is the other person actually getting to know, and is that person even a real person? Because there is us, who is the real rigid edge person, human being, and then there's the person we try to pretend to be, and the pretend to be is not real.
No, the pretend to be is joyless, as I said before.
Yeah.
It's the only time that we can enter into a joyful friendship is when we're honest, you know, and honest about who we are, so that we're not. A friendship isn't a pretense.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. All right. So, not being yourself. If we don't know ourselves, then, as you rightly say, we're portraying a fictional character.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm, yeah.
Definitely.
Pretty well.
It just
pretty
ends
well.
Up being a string of behaviors.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
Oh, if I do this and if I do that, and like I said before, it just upkeeps that facade.
Of course. Of course. I suppose that leads us to how we can actually be honest in a friendship and how we can grow in that honesty, how we can start to actually intentionally engage in that honesty. Because whenever we're – honesty is a virtue, you know, and whenever we talk about virtues, they're not just habits that happen. We'll talk about virtue later. We will get there.
But really soon too.
Really soon too. They're what we call operative habits, which is to say that it's a habit which is intentional. You know, it's not like I get up in the morning and I brush my teeth just because that's what I do. No, it's something that I intentionally do. So how can we sort of begin to be intentional about our honesty?
And why?
And why? And why?
Why
exactly.
Should be
exactly. So perhaps we could start with sort of our intentions, an honesty of intention, as it were.
Mm.
When I was a university student in my very first year, there was a young girl that I met at the top of a staircase as I was dragging my gigantic suitcase up the stairwell of the college that I was staying at. There was this girl who greeted me at the top, big smile on her face, and I looked at her and I went, I'm going to marry her. And anyway, spoiler alert. But I mustered up the courage to go and ask her out. And the answer was, oh, no, look, I'm sorry, I'm presently seeing somebody, you know, but hey, you know, we can be friends. And like, yeah, sure, we can be friends. Only that wasn't okay for me at all.
Okay.
So, yeah, sure, let's be friends. Yeah, how wonderful, what a great idea.
Mm.
And so there we are trying to carry on this friendship, but I'm really not okay with that.
Mm.
You know, I don't want to be friends. I want it to be something more than friends.
Mm.
And so I didn't declare that to her. You know, I didn't say, look, actually, I'm not okay with this. I don't think that I can just be your friend. So, you know, I'm here and I'm willing to help you where I can just in the name of Christian charity. But in terms of being friends, you know, it's probably not something that we can do because I don't feel that I can do that. That's what I should have said. Mm-hmm. But it's what I didn't say.
Ah.
And so
how does that play out instead then? Like, how did it play out instead then?
it kind of, it made friendship very difficult. Mm-hmm. You know, there did come a time where we were able to be friends.
Okay, all right.
There did come a time we were able to be friends because I had let go of that desire to form a romantic relationship with that person. Mm. But it made it very difficult to be a friend precisely because there was always an ulterior motive that sat behind what I did.
Yeah.
And the ulterior motive was not, I want to be good to this person because they're my friend. The ulterior motive was, I want to be in a relationship with that person. Mm.
A romantic relationship with that person,
yeah. Mm. Yeah. It really did stop a friendship from growing for some time.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Wow. Mm. Now, I recently, when I had a talk that, actually you and I gave a talk recently.
We did.
At a youth group, at Chosen Youth. Shout out to you guys at Chosen Youth. I spoke to the young ladies and you spoke to the young men, and then we did a swap over and I had a few minutes with the young men, and there was a young man there who asked a brilliant question. There was actually quite a few brilliant questions that night. But one of the questions that I got asked is it so bad to ask a girl out that you've only just met? And I could hear what was going on there. And so I couldn't give a short, you know, yes or no answer. And so we spoke a little bit about friendship and how friendship is actually a necessary step in any decent relationship. Mm. And so when we're talking about romantic relationship, there needs to be a level of friendship there for that romantic relationship to be good and healthy and thriving, and if it's meant to last, to last.
Mm.
There needs to be a level of friendship there. But the reality too for this young man is that that's not where his heart was at, right? He's not thinking about wanting to enter into a friendship first. He's thinking, I'm really attracted to this person and I want to enter into a romantic relationship. Similar to what you were saying before, Padre, similar kind of story. And there's not something necessarily wrong with that desire either, which is why I didn't want to give a yes or no answer, because his desire is a good desire, but there is more. That desire is meant to lead to something, and it's meant to lead into a relationship, and part of that includes friendship. So we talked a little bit about that. And as you've already said, it would have been very dishonest for this young man if he simply had of taken, you know, if I'd have simply said, well, yes, it is. You shouldn't go and ask a girl out without growing into friendship with her first. It would be completely dishonest of this young man if he was to approach that person and only try and pursue a friendship with no romantic desire whatsoever, because that's not true to what's actually going on for that young man. This is where honesty comes in.
Absolutely.
You have to be honest about what's actually going on with your intentions and with your desire to be able to enter into that relationship in a healthy manner. So you're not faking what's actually going on.
Too right. Yep.
Which is why I firmly believe that there is absolutely nothing wrong with saying to someone, hey, I'm attracted to you. I would love to get to know you a bit more, but I'm actually keen to get to know you as a friend first. And then if, you know, that works out, I'm happy to then think again about potentially dating you down the track. But would you be open to just getting to know each other as a friend first? Because I think that actually alleviates a lot of pressure on everyone. To simply, because if nothing else, you walk away from that knowing, I can be friends with this person. Yeah,
too right.
Sweet, I just gained a new friend.
Too right, exactly.
Or actually, no, I can't be friends with this person. You know, they're decent, but this is not someone I really like hanging out with. So probably not the best person to date if I want to be in a romantic relationship with this person.
Exactly. And that sets a precedent for intentional relationships.
Mm.
You know, it's where a future conversation like, hey, I've liked getting to know you and would be interested in taking you on a date. It actually allows for that to grow and to take place, which is really exciting.
Yeah.
You know, I've had young men before come and say to me, you know, Father, there's a girl I like. What am I going to do? Well, call me old-fashioned, but have you spoken to her and told her yet? What are you, nuts?
Meanwhile, I will tell you that all the girls on the other side are going, how come the guys aren't asking us out?
Yes, yes. Oh. Yeah, fair point. Yep. So
I can echo that for you, Padre.
Yep. Yep. Men, ask.
But exactly as you said, because that conversation has happened from the get-go, hey, I'm attracted to you.
Yeah.
We know that there is a conversation coming about the possibility of dating, but we're just going to take it a little bit slower and just get to know if we're even a good match as friends. Yeah,
exactly.
If you're not, if you can't even be friends.
Exactly.
I don't know that you want to spend the rest of your life with someone Spot that you don't money. Enjoy hanging out with.
Spot on the money. I just slammed my hands on the table then and it made a terrible noise. To everyone at home who just heard bang, I'm really sorry. Right.
You just got a little excited.
I did.
The only caveat to be able to give to that, of course, is that if you're going to enter into a relationship that is a friendship with the possibility of a romantic relationship down the track, don't act as if you're already in a romantic relationship. It doesn't make any sense to be saying, oh, we're just growing in friendship, but we're holding hands. Don't pretend. Don't. Just be real about what's going on here. There might be desires within, there might be romantic attractions still there, but if you're growing in a friendship, stay as friends and do what you need to do to hold each other accountable to that. If that means only hanging out in group settings, do that. Just don't pretend to be something that you're not.
You have spoken well. That's true. Yep.
So I guess that then takes us to vulnerability.
Yes.
Which we've also spoken about in a previous podcast, where every relationship, there is risk involved.
Yeah.
And where risk is involved, vulnerability is there.
Yeah.
And so I guess some of the things to ask ourselves is, what is actually standing in the way of us being honest? Like, what are the barriers, you know, for a young man who has these desires, you know, the situation that you were in, what would be some of the things that holds us back from actually being truthful and honest about what's going on here and just saying that? Is it purely peer pressure or is there something else?
Yeah, I think partly it can be peer pressure. I think also that there's a fear of rejection that sits around the fact that we perhaps don't trust fully the other person. We may not even trust ourselves in the way that, you know, we should. So I think that can be part of it as well. I want to have this relationship with this person, but I suppose when I look back to young first year university student Sean, I was about to say Father Burns, but I wasn't Father Burns back then. When I look to that moment, I think a big part of it was, you know, at that point, I had not really had a romantic sort of a desire to pursue a romantic relationship. There'd been, you know, perhaps in a small way before in high school, but you know, high school's high school. I mean, there's bigger things to worry about in high school, like HSC and all of that. But then you get to uni and all of a sudden you're living with these people and it's like, right, okay, here's an opportunity to pursue a romantic relationship, and I don't want that to, you know, he's this person. I'm sure God's put them in my life for this purpose. So, hey, I don't want that to go away. You know, I want to be able to take the bull by the horns and to jump into this thing. But I can't. So what do I do? And
don't want to miss the opportunity.
I don't want to miss the opportunity. So look, maybe we stay as friends, and I'll just wait for the opportunity. And it's so forced, you know. And so I think that really comes from a lack of trust. In the end of the day, a lack of trust in God.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
You know, God is better than we realize, you know, and if something is not available to us, if he said no or not yet, it's not a case of, well, God, I'm just going to hang around until you change your mind. You know, no, God's like, no, dude. Or maybe he's not like dude, but he's certainly saying,
chill.
Just go chill for a bit, would you please? I have other plans in mind for you.
I have great things.
On your merry way, please. You know, so so yeah, really a lack of trust in God. And when we try and manufacture friendships that exist without honesty, I think that it really does come down to a lack of trust that might be in the other person, might be within ourselves, but certainly a lack of trust in God.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. You also mentioned rejection there too. and tying that up with trust, I think there's obviously an element of a fear of rejection of the other person saying no and our feelings being hurt in that, oh, I had hopes of a romantic relationship and that's been knocked back.
Yeah.
But if we've not let that romantic desire grow, then that knockback shouldn't be huge.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
It only hurts as deeply and as badly as it does if we've allowed it to grow into something that's beyond the reality of what it actually is.
Right.
But any other fear that comes around that rejection probably is a lack of trust.
Yeah.
And a lack of trust in what the other person might do with that, which is only natural.
Yeah.
If we've not grown in relationship with them, they've not earned our trust.
Yeah.
So of course there's an element of fear around what they might do with that information now that they know that we are attracted to them.
Too right. Yeah.
So that only makes sense. But, you know, as you said, is what other issues are in the way here? Do we actually have trust issues?
Yeah.
You know, is it not just the other person, but do we ourselves have issues with trust? And is there certain types of people that we have issues with trust? Or is it people in general? To actually ask and unpack what's going on there.
Yeah. I suppose the next question here would also be, well, okay, in figuring out how to grow in honesty, how much honesty is too much honesty? Yeah. And I think it depends on the level of friendship and closeness and the boundaries that are in place. A good question to test the honesty, sort of the honesty factor, is does sharing this thing benefit the other person and benefit our friendship, or does it only benefit me?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good way of being able to see, okay, is this something that I should share? You know, is it going to benefit the friendship? Is it going to benefit the other person, or will it only benefit me to share this piece of information?
Definitely, that's a good checkpoint.
Yeah, yeah. Certainly, for male and female friendships, speaking from experience, it requires prudence in sharing. It would not be appropriate for a man, for instance, to share with his female friends the details of his attraction to a particular woman. You know, it would not be an appropriate thing to do. And of course, vice versa.
Yeah.
You know, and when I say sharing details of attraction, I certainly don't mean in a sordid manner, but in you know, just detailing, look, there's this person that I'm really attracted to and that I hope one day that I can be in a relationship with. That's a conversation, I think, that naturally sits around people of the same gender.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't belong to a conversation between another man and woman.
There's a general element that's okay.
Sure, there can be a general element.
There's a general element. Yeah. And I mean, I've been telling this one for years that when I enter into a committed relationship, he'll be the last one to know. He's convinced otherwise.
Which is probably true, but yeah.
But he'll be the last one to know. And that's, and you know,
priests have powers, you know. We can sure, tell these things.
sure. But that's not because, you know, I'd be hiding something from you or anything like that. It's just purely because it's not conversations that
it's not what we talk about.
No.
The romantic life really does not revolve around the things that we normally talk about.
Mm.
You know, it's as you say, a general conversation, great. But anything more than that, it just doesn't belong to that kind of friendship.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It just doesn't. It doesn't sit naturally.
No,
naturally there.
Not at all. Not at all.
Not in great detail.
Yeah.
So that's that. So I hope that was helpful for everyone on honesty this week. So that's the second of the five key elements of a healthy moving between relationships in a healthy manner through the natural progression of a relationship. So we'll go into the third key element in the next episode. Please jump over to our Facebook group, Living Fullness, and put your questions in there or send us a message on Virtue Ministry, either on Facebook or on Instagram. We do want to hear from you. Let us know what your thoughts are, if you've got any questions, anything that you want to hear us talk about, like pop that in there too.
Yeah, get in touch.
We want to hear from you.
Yeah. The questions that you guys have been putting in just recently have been like, you know, bucket loads of awesome.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some really interesting stuff that we can, some really interesting stuff that we can go into. So we've loved that.
Yeah.
Before we end this episode, as always, a dose of truth, beauty and goodness from the week.
All right.
Padre.
I was at a men's group last weekend and I saw one man speak truth into another man's doubts.
Oh.
It was really awesome. Brothers having one another's backs. That was, yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. It was from the Rise
challenge
that we did, and we've kept the groups going.
Ah, cool.
So, Christofanik, if you happen to be watching or listening, thank you very much. You've done great work. Yeah, that was pretty.
That's really awesome.
That was pretty awesome. Yeah. Yep. How about yourself?
Yeah, actually, mine for this week was truth as well. Yeah. When I met with my friend in Corowa, there was some truths that she spoke into me, and there's been some turbulence in my personal life over the last few weeks, and particularly in the last week, and so she really spoke into that. And one of the things that she reminded me of is that God is not a trickster.
Mm.
And so with a lot of the ups and downs that have been in my life and me going, I don't know what you want me to do. Why is this so confusing? She reminded me, God is not a trickster. He does not make things confusing. He will be clear, you know, as we've talked about relationships and intentions, he's very clear about this stuff. It's just a matter of whether it's the right time for us to know and understand and whether we're cooperating with that or not. So there was some solid truth.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Cool. Well, thanks again for joining us for this week's episode.
Thank you. It's good to be with you again. Yeah. And it's my speech teacher from years ago would be so angry right now. Yes. Yeah. It's wonderful to be with you all again.
Yeah, and we'll see you next time.
Till next time.